عمر كسهابا, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable respected listeners, we welcome you to the segment, and it is on a Thursday, 8:30 to 9. It is with Haji Abu Bakr Rawat. Alhamdulillah. The date today is the 29th of Shawwal, 1445, and there is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 9th of May, 2024. So, surrounding areas, you should go and see, search for the moon tonight after Maghrib Salah and practice upon the Sunnah. And if the moon is sighted, you recite the Masnoon Du'as, inshallah. It's been sent out on a few platforms. You can find it also. Recite, make sure you practice upon the Sunnah, and you'll become Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will make you beloved. We come to the segment, Haji Sahab. Let's welcome Haji Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Mona Zahid, and the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Hope you are all in good spirit and health. May Allah Ta'ala always keep you happy. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem. Amma abad. Let us correct our intention that we are listening to the advisors of deen and learning deen only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the full hope of gaining 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. Inshallah, Allah will reward us accordingly. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ameen. This is important. Our intention, we correct it. And inshallah, the rest, even by listening, sometimes you are searching for something. And we used to ask Azad Mullah Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Alayhi that sometimes something is on our mind. Then that time we were in university and all of that, and alhamdulillah, but we used to love his company on a Tuesday night. He used to have a program in Marlboro. And with that, so many things then, alhamdulillah, opened up. And but sometimes something is playing on our minds, and you come sit in the majlis, and then he says something, and it's as if though he knew what's in your heart. So we said, like, how is this? Like, do the pious people, do they see through our hearts, or what is it? He said, no, we just speak. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives tawfiq because of your intentions that we say those things then. So intention is important, both sides, for us as the speakers and for you as the listeners. So Haji Sahab comes, he reminds us of this. And this is the first hadith in many kutub of ahadith. So may Allah Azza wa Jal accept it. Now all these good qualities we need to bring into our lives. The opposite of pride, arrogance, is to be humble. Tawadu. So Haji Sahab, advise us on this, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Humbleness is a very great quality in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Sheikh always used to say, Man tawaza lillahi rafa'u Allah. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah will raise him in ranks. And the saying he always used to say, silence is golden. By keeping quiet has a lot of benefit. And he always used to advise us, speak to Allah. This quality was in Mala Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali of Britz. So one family person was telling me that his brother used to always swear Mufti Sahib in joking manner. But Mufti Sahib, Mala Yusuf never used to reply. And always used to be humble and used to smile. See, sometimes it used to be for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but always silent. Never retaliated or said anything. But because the brother was elder than him, so he took it in his stride. And he always used to tell us also, when we noticed when he used to make dua after the program, in such humility and humbleness, like a small child asking a parent for something. And that nagging carries on. But this in humbleness and how he pleads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for du'as to be accepted. And this was one of the great humbleness in him, that he was so humble. Whenever we used to tell him or discuss a few things, we say, Hazrat, this is the way it was done. Immediately would accept. Say, inshallah, from today I'll follow this way. So these were our kabirin. And this was the qualities of all our mashayikh. That once a person went to go and visit Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Hassan Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, So as he entered the door, he asked, "Where's Hassan? Mufti Hassan?" So he told him, "He's just gone out, he'll be back now." So he entered the house. Mufti Saab prepared sarbat for him. After half an hour, he prepared breakfast. It was time for lunch, he gave him lunch. So this person was getting agitated that I'm sitting here so long and this person is just bringing food and food and food, but he's not telling me where's Mufti Saab. But as he entered, Mufti Saab was standing with a lungi and a vest. He entertained him everything. After he finished, ate to his full, he told him, "I'm Mufti Hassan Kangwe, who you're looking for." So he was so shocked and surprised. He said, "Mufti Saab, why didn't you tell me in the beginning?" He said, "I wanted the honor to serve you as a guest." That's why I didn't tell you in the beginning.
MashaAllah.
And the author writes that this was humbleness. That they looked forward to entertaining a guest. In one incident, our sheikh used to also say, whenever Mulana, one of the Mulana Hussein Madani, when they came to arrest him, he used to be cleaning the masjid with his lungi and vest. He used to take a few steps back and say he was just now here. So he didn't lie. He just took a few steps back. So those police, they didn't know him. He said he was just now here. But he just took a few steps back. And that's how Allah Ta'ala saved them and honored them. Because they were so humble people. They even went out to clean the masjids. They made sure the masjid was clean and tidy. And this brought a lot of humbleness. So our sheikh used to tell us, if you want humbleness, come to the masjid like we are in a habit, just kicking out our shoes, running for the first rakat. Make sure we're there over 120 kilometers, but we must be in the first surf or the first rakat. Mustn't miss. Says after the namaz, go out early, start packing the shoes. That will bring a lot of humbleness to you.
I just have that in Arabic, we call it tawriya, where you say something, but you are not referring, in your mind, you're speaking the truth, what you have in your mind. So he said he's not there, and then he moved a few steps back. Now, this year, the women folk have been caught. They're using this year when the brothers of Jamaat are coming to the house. So when they knock on the door, then the husband, he don't want to go outside, and he's sitting there in the room. And sometimes the children, they say, "My father said he's not here." So, but this lady, she said she made a circle on the door. So it is, the door is closed and the Jamaat is on the other side. She made a circle and she placed her finger in the circle. And she's saying that my husband's not here. And she's pressing the circle. But now that is, the brothers come for your husband's to talk about Allah Azza wa Jal and to just listen. It's so beneficial. So I just said that on a light note. But what Haji Saab was saying now about Tawadu, all of this, I actually got a question, yeah, Haji Saab, that we can have these discussions and benefit the people, inshallah, also. I've heard Mufti Saab also saying this, that the shuyukh, that when they want to give khilafat to the next person, so they have to go through a few tests and see if the person is well equipped. Otherwise, they can't just give it to anyone. It's not like something, because they can just go against the Sharia and then they'll use that as we've seen people do in the past. They use that, "No, I'm the Khalifa of so and so." But and that Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi also clarified that it will only be as such if the rules of Sharia are maintained. As soon as you break the rules of Sharia, you've broken the Khilafat. So in this, the shuyukh would test the muridin to see, did they acquire humility? And sometimes they'll tell them harsh words, but meantime it's because they are testing them. And so can Haji Saab open up this for us?
No, I was just reading last night also, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, when Mulana Rashid Ahmad Gangwe went to his company and it was time for lunch or supper. So there was a delicious bowl of kawabs So I just have to test Mawlana Rashid Ahmad, took the bowl of kawabs and kept it near him. So one guest came and said, Haji Sahab, won't you pass the kawabs on to Mawlana Rashid Ahmad? And let so that he doesn't have to stretch his hand. So Haji Sahab advised that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad is not fit to have this kawab and eat this kawab, just to see his reaction. But alhamdulillah, he had no reaction. So Mawlana Rashid Ahmad writes that I was in honor to be in the company of my sheikh. I didn't worry, even if it was. So Haji Imdadullah said, no, he's only fit to have a slice of bread and sit in one corner and eat with a glass of water. But I'm honoring him by bringing him on my dastarkhan. But just to test if there was any reaction to his face, or did he get red in the face. But alhamdulillah, there was no reaction. So once he was coming to visit Haji Imdadullah, it was raining. So Haji Sahab told him, sit in the pool of water. Immediately obeyed. And the minute he got up and came into the house and dried himself, Haji Sahab gave him the khilafat. So once I asked now Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali that why is khilafat given to a person? So he told me, he says, sometime Allah puts in our heart through istikhara that this person will go forward in life and he'll be a benefit to the creation. He said he'll have errors, and he'll make mistakes, but inshallah he'll benefit the creation. That is all the reason they give you khilafat, so you can progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with your progress, you bring others to progress as well. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is done and according to Sharia. So when we hear this is a khalifa of so and so, respect the person. And he always used to say, tell me, this one honor that Allah has given a khalifa, a sheikh. Jo sheikh ulta karta hai, Allah usko seedha karta hai. In our eyes, we think what the sheikh did 100% is wrong. But because of the barakah of being a sheikh, Allah will make it right.
And that's, of course, not like those who claim that they are shuyukh and all of this. And they do strange things. Of course, Haji Sahab is referring, I'm just clarifying for the listeners, that it's referring to those things which are in compliance with the Sharia. But that which, of course, breaks the Sharia, then that won't apply. So I'm just clarifying for the listeners. Because people, they take things on the other side.
Now, if you come with that mindset, you know, look for faults, you'll find a lot of faults. But alhamdulillah, staying in their company, these are the things you learn. Our Sheikh's father, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, rahmatullah alayhi, was like a scanning machine. Every Thursday night, after he finished his kitab reading, then he used to sit, and we were 8 or 9 brothers. He used to take out each one's faults, that this brother is this, but no names, just general talk, that this brother is involved in this, this brother is involved. Give us the problem and plus the solution. This was his noble habit for many years that we sat in his company. So,
and that's the whole method of Islah. But I've seen, and while Haji Sahab is here, we can just also mention this. We've seen that different, they will call it the Sawuf, they'll call it this, but you'll see the person will say, no, we carry our Sheikh's picture everywhere because one day this person told me, check, here's my Sheikh. You can see, if I hold this picture in any direction, you can see my Sheikh is looking at me. And he's looking at you also. So why don't you also? He's trying to push me, persuade me towards this. So I said, by any, you take even a non-Muslim, you take even an animal, it, the same thing is going to apply. So don't come say about your sheikh. Then he says, look properly in the sheikh's beard. He's got Allah's name in there. So there you get like, you get that other extreme. So we must always remain on the middle path. The whole objective of the murid and the sheikh is the sheikh looks towards you so that you can become the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal and get closer to Allah. That's the whole objective.
So to bring a lot of understanding to us is Mashayikh Chist. That how our pious predecessors lived their life. They were normal human beings like us, but how Allah chose them in different ways They were, some of them were crooks, highway robbers, and how they came onto the path of tariqat. That's why it is sunnah to become bayat, with the intention to rectify yourself. And a khanka is called a place of reformation. It's not to to come there and do all your tricks, but with all the mistakes that you make, inshallah, Allah will give you the diet and bring you on the straight path.
Just one more question, Ajisab. Inshallah, it will be for the benefit of you. I know our time is limited. That often a person has, maybe our Mawlana Yunus Dayah, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say it's not faraz to take bayat, as Ajisab said, it's good sunnah. But to what is faraz is our reformation with a pious person. But often what happens is we've got a sheikh, we've got someone, but we only tell our good side. So like Ajisab said, you people, the people used to sit in the gatherings of the pious people. And then the sheikh will say, this is wrong, you fix it up. And that was the reformation there. But now we only mention the good side of us. I only say the good things about me because I want to be high in the sheikh's mind. So how can we remove that and actually focus? And then there's no Islah. And remove that and worry about our actual Islah. How can we?
Our sheikh always used to say, a murid must come with a bowl and be like a corpse. When giving ghusl to a corpse or to a mayat, you lift his hand, he doesn't object. You lift his leg, he doesn't object. So that's how a murid should be. When you come in the company of a sheikh, you must be clear and make one firm intention that Allah, I'm coming in the company of my sheikh to reform myself. So whatever treatment I get, whether it's bitter or hard on me, it's for my benefit. So I remember many years ago in the Jamia Masjid, one brother, he was stuck between two stages of the tasawuf. So to break that stage, the sheikh used to tell him to stand up in the majlis and say, I'm worse than a donkey. So a lot of people objected that how can the sheikh tell this person to say, I'm worse than a donkey. So in the afternoon, I was used to be very open. So I started asking sheikh, why you humiliated this brother? He says, no. It's a good thing you asked. So whoever asks you, you must just tell them that he was stuck in between two stages for his progress. So by him saying this brought humbleness into him. And alhamdulillah, that stage was removed. The difficulty was removed and he progressed from there.
Allah. So I'm stuck between two stages. Must I say it on air?
Can give the remedy, Chuck. We know. We don't know, we'll ask. Not really, it's only that.
Shame.
That we learn. That's why you always used to say when there's a mark on your nose, somebody has to tell you. And the closest organ is your eyes.
So, that you can't see.
That you can't see. So learn from the cradle to the grave. So inshallah, Allah give us all tawfiq.
Ameen.
We all don't claim that we know everything. But alhamdulillah, it's also a reminder for us. That's why we always say, Allah give me first tawfiq to practice.
Ameen.
And you as well.
Ameen.
There was a very interesting incident that happened 2 days ago. A brother was hijacked. And we were a few friends together and they said, this brother is hijacked. What must we do? So I told him to read this dua, Allahumma kfinihim bima shikt, the dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read when he was on Hijrah. And immediately we started reading this dua. So I was gone out, the upper needed a few things at home. So I went out with her to go and get this few stuff. And while I was buying the stuff, I started reading this, Allahumma kfinihim bima shikt. I read about 500 times. And I said, Allah, please, this brother's been hijacked. Release him immediately. So while I was gone, the brother sent a message that, please, send me the dua. So I immediately sent him the dua. And when I came home, I made the intention of giving out sadaqah on his behalf. So I was busy filling the fowl food, the bird seeds. And I was on my way out. And then he phoned me, said, Alhamdulillah, the brother has been found in Shawelo and he managed to escape. And he came into a nursery school. and they phoned, and immediately the help came. So this is the barakat of this dua. Inshallah, I'll post it on the group also. Let us read it for the election. And just add what I add always. Allah remove and return the evils. So this dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read when he was in Hijrah with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when the enemy came to attack, there was a reward for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 100 camels, dead or alive. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the enemy and he read this dua. So immediately, the hooves of the horse went into the ground and the enemy fell off. But he took a promise that he will never tell anybody that he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr. And immediately, after a while, he accepted Islam. So one person, while we were talking, so was telling me, today people praise us a lot. And what must we read when people praise us? Our Sheikh always used to say, sometimes take sand and throw it in his face. But this dua of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he was praised, oh Allah, make me better than what they think of me. Oh Allah, forgive me for what they don't know about me. And Allah, don't take me to account for what they say about me. How beautiful is this dua? Inshallah, I'll post this also on the group. So whenever somebody prays us, we must say, oh Allah, make me better than what they think of me. And forgive me for what they don't know about me. And don't take me to account for what they say about me. So alhamdulillah, in our deen, everything is complete. Allah Ta'ala wants to take work from us. He takes in different ways and that. So inshallah, we got 5 minutes left. We'll do dua for Palestinian brothers that are going through a lot of difficulty. That Allah Ta'ala make it easy.
Ameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين إن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله غفور رحيم اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أكرم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم والله forgive the أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم wherever the أمة suffering and are being oppressed. Ya Allah, grant them victory. Allah, we have full hope in you, Ya Allah. With the barakah of your 99 names, Ya Allah, accept all our du'as, Ya Allah. And through the barakah of the 99 names of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have full faith you're going to accept our du'as. Ya Allah, the brothers in Palestine are going through a lot of difficulty. Grant them victory, Ya Allah.
Ameen.
Accept all their du'as. Those that are injured, grant them shifa, kamila, ajila, daima. Those that have left the world, give them the highest stages of Jannah, Ya Allah. And those that haven't got homes, that are busy searching for homes, you spread the earth, Ya Allah, and make it easy for them and save them from this bombing and all difficulties they're going through, Ya Allah. You love the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give them full nusrat. Send your unseen help to them, Ya Allah. We have full hope you're going to accept our du'as. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Wa Allah, take this radio station from strength to strength. Spread hidayah to all four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Accept the humble work of all these presenters, Ya Allah. Elevate their stages, Ya Allah, and grant them afia, especially our Amir and our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sab. Give him afia in his life and humble and giving barakah in his life. Ya Allah, take lot of work from him as you are taking, Ya Allah. People are accepting Islam by the numbers, Ya Allah. And yesterday in Argentina also, so many hundreds accepted Islam. Accept them all, Ya Allah. Elevate them all and bring them closer to your marifat and your recognition. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.
Ameen. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Haji Saab, jazakumullah khairan for your time, for coming through. Remember, Haji Saab comes to the studios, so it's not a telephonic interview or discussion. So for that sacrifice as well, we ask Allah Azawajal to reward one and all those listening as well, and to give us all hidayat. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.